It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's going on, Winning Shot family? Listen, we are back in the flesh. We got all three of us back on the same screen. It's been a long time, ladies and gentlemen. So that can only mean one thing and one thing only. We back! We back! Yes, sir! Yes, sir. Listen, like I said, it's been a long time coming, fellas. Let's get a quick check-in. It's been so long, and then we'll get into the content. Fellas, how y'all doing? Like I said, it's been a long time. I done had an episode with Hunter. I had an episode by myself. I ain't seen Colin in a minute. You know what I'm saying? The boys done got haircuts and found new barbers, all the good things. You know what I'm saying? So, update me. How y'all brothers doing? Talk to me.
Hey, brother, my barber is the same. We don't cheat on barbers over here. My barber's the same.
I hear that.
All is good on my end, though, man. Just working, you know, out the way, you know.
Already know.
Yeah, all is good on my end, man. I had the same barber for a year and a half now, so you know, still right with the same guy. Been exciting college basketball season. Obviously, Hubert, UNC let me down, but you know, we were in for some good basketball, man. So excited about the NBA playoffs, but I've been good, man. Just making it through work and watching some sports.
Yes sir. That's all I like to hear, fellas. Yeah, man, I've been good too. Can't complain at all. We just got done with Easter, so if you know, you do know that he got up. If you don't know, he did get up. Anyways, fellas, man, I tell you, we said we was gonna do this. I'm glad we were able to get this in tonight, but I got this Ravens hat on, ladies and gentlemen. If y'all watched the podcast the other night, you know what this means. Either something about the Ravens or something about football. And tonight we get both of them, the best of the best. So we got the NFL draft coming up this Thursday, April the 24th. Starts the first round. So what we want to do is this. We want to do our own mock draft. Just to give you our perspective of who we think could be picked on Thursday night with the first through the 32nd pick in that first round. As we know, the first round of the NFL draft is always, well, at least for the past couple years, it's been a show. Last year, there was a crazy run of quarterbacks nobody expected. The year before that, you know what I'm saying? We had players in that first round. We had a crazy run of wide receivers in that round, in that particular draft. So something crazy always happens, either leading up to the draft or during the draft. So I'm excited to see what kind of shows we get to see this upcoming draft here of this 2025 NFL draft. Fellas, what kind of things would y'all be expecting before we kind of knock out this mock tonight?
For me, man, I expect there to be a lot of trades on the back end of the first half, first round. I think a lot of teams are probably looking for more starters, which I think in this draft are like in the second, third rounds rather than first round talent. So I think contenders are probably either going to trade down and get multiple seconds and multiple thirds, but you can expect a lot more action after probably pick eight, pick nine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Colin. I definitely see some trades happening in this first round. I'm excited to see who the Broncos are gonna pick, man. I'm excited to see. Hopefully, we can get some help. In that running back room, we gonna see, man. We gonna see how the dominoes fall, man. And I'm excited.
Yeah. Before we get into this draft, I want to preface the first 5 to 7 picks by saying this. The young men that are going to these teams, they're looking to change the franchises because honestly, these franchises suck. If you're in the first 7-8 picks, your franchise pretty bad. And now, don't get me wrong, sometimes teams can trade into that to that pick, or you know, a trade has happened that a good team, you know, has, you know, swung into that first round. Philly had a top 10 pick last year, I believe it was, and they weren't bad. They just, you know, got blessed with a draft pick from a sorry team that got picked, that traded somebody to them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, some teams are fortunate. But you, I look at, like, a Tennessee, a Cleveland, a New York Giants, which are the first three teams in this NFL draft this year, all abysmal teams in the NFL. They suck. They suck really bad. James, I'm saying this specifically for you because I told you I was going to say this about the Giants. Not a good franchise. Cleveland, dumpster fire of a city and a team. Yeah, and I've never even been to Cleveland. I'm sorry, I'm just talking about Cleveland. Like, I've been to Cleveland before.
Empty the clip. Empty the word. Like,
might as well. Honestly, Nashville's cool. The Titans just suck. Nashville's cool, though. So, you know, yeah, that's all I got to say about that. So we're gonna get into these, we're gonna get into these first couple picks, but to the young men that I'm gonna have to unfortunately send to some of these teams, I'm sorry in advance. And when I pick you to that team, I'm gonna tell you I'm sorry again. Because some of y'all just don't deserve to have the career that y'all about to have the first couple years in these cities. A lot of y'all coming from winning franchises in college or having, you know, winning in your DNA. Now, some of y'all, you know, we're gonna have a little bit of discussion about. But you know, the first round, it's always a show. So I'm excited to get into it with y'all fellas and see what y'all thoughts were. So what we did, fans, is we broke down the first round amongst the three of us. So we'll all kind of do like a round robin type first round. We'll kind of pick. Now, what we did do, we were kind of biased. We are going to be picking our own team's pick. So we'll put that preface out there as well. But we also going to pick some other teams as well. So that may surprise y'all. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the mock draft. Hundo, as we begin, yeah, I believe you got the first pick, right? So coming into the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans do have the first round pick. As the theoretical GM of the Tennessee Titans, you on the clock, brother. I'm gonna give you 1 minute to make your pick.
Get it.
Let's get it, brother. Well, that was quick.
In Tennessee, we don't need no minute. We getting straight to it. We know what time it is.
Yes,
Mr.
Sir.
Cam Ward, welcome.
Okay. Great. Cam Ward, first overall pick. Where's he from?
Quarterback. We don't trust Will Levis. We don't trust him.
Okay.
The man had 12 picks.
Yeah.
Only 13 touchdowns. We need a lot more help.
Yeah.
But we're going to start with Mr. Cam Ward.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think his ceiling's gonna be, Hundo? Like, just from eye test.
This
is the number one pick, ladies and gentlemen.
And they need a quarterback. But I mean, I think he could possibly make a Pro Bowl in his career. I think he can be a Pro Bowler in his career.
That's high ceiling.
We need a lot of help in Tennessee.
A lot of help. He said, start with the quarterback, though.
Calvin Ridley, thank you for joining us. Thank you for accepting that bag. We're going to try to get some more help for you, though.
Okay.
All right, solid.
Solid first pick. Cam Ward, quarterback from Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Okay. Say less. Right. Okay. Say less. Well, that means I'm on the clock, ladies and gentlemen, with the second pick with the Cleveland Browns. Hit that pick is in button immediately. Yeah, I didn't need no time with this either. With the second overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns will select Travis Hunter, cornerback and wide receiver from University of Colorado. For me, the pick was a no-brainer. I had one other guy that I thought they could get, and that guy, he'll probably get picked very soon, so I'm not even going to say his name right now. But the reason I didn't pick him was because you can't pass up on Travis Hunter. I literally think right after Cam Ward, he's the best prospect in this draft, and I honestly think he's a better prospect than Cam Ward, but Tennessee Titans just need a quarterback. So I think that and I'm sorry, here we go once again. I'm sorry, Travis Hunter, that you have to go to Cleveland because they suck as a franchise. They haven't been good in the 27 years of my existence. I've seen Cleveland do nothing good in the city. The only thing that they produced was LeBron James, and he plays basketball. So anything that has to do with the Cleveland Browns organization has been bad. It's been really bad. On paper, they've had some good teams, but they never, ever, 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 never can get it done. So they try again with the best prospect that they've had since Myles Garrett came out of college in Travis Hunter. Travis is a do-it-all guy. He's a Heisman winner. If you saw him at Jackson State, if you saw him at Colorado, he was locked down at corner, and he was also very, very good at wide receiver as well. So I think that Cleveland honestly doesn't necessarily have a choice in picking him. Now, they have Denzel Ward, obviously, at corner one, but I think Travis comes in and easily slides in at corner two for them. And then the wide receiver in Cleveland, I mean, it's always just been a rotation anyway. So I think he can definitely go and get some offensive snaps easily too. So he helps them immediately, and that's what they need, immediate help. Now, once again, like Hundo said with the first pick, there's a lot more holes in Cleveland. But we got to pick Travis Hunter. I don't think we can leave him out here. So
what's the ceiling, John?
Ceiling for Travis? Man, yeah. Honestly, in Cleveland, the ceiling is low. But as a career, I think Travis can have a phenomenal career as long as he gets out of Cleveland. I think I look at it like this, though. So I look at Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett ceiling is Hall of Fame now, right? So it's not to say that Travis couldn't stay in Cleveland and have a Hall of Fame career, but it's going to be a heck of a lot harder because if he's trying to do it both sides of the ball, it's going to be harder for him. If he does it strictly at corner, I could see him being elite at corner, lockdown corner in the NFL for sure. I think he has that type of ball in him. I don't think he's going to like Cleveland, though. So
what do you think the percentage is going to be as far as snaps for him playing both ways?
Both sides of the ball? In Cleveland, like I said, and I think that's another thing about Cleveland for Travis is that, they don't have anybody they don't have elite guys on besides.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. There's a ward on the defensive side of the ball at corner. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know who that other corner is. And I'm sorry if he's somebody good because I really don't know who it is besides Denzel Ward. So I think that the percentage wise starting off, they're gonna test it out. So it's not gonna be high. But I think once he gets into training camp, gets into the swing of things at NFL speeds, I think there will be a speed difference between what he did in college and high school versus what he'll see in the NFL. So they're gonna start him out low, see what he can handle, and then they're gonna ramp it up. I say probably by year two, he'll have the same kind of production both sides of the ball that he had in Colorado and Jackson State.
You think he'll be more successful on the defensive end to start?
For sure. I think he'll be more successful for sure at corner. He'll get paid more at corner than he would a wide receiver, my personal opinion. So when that contract time come up, that's what's really gonna I think kind of drive him is when time to get paid, you have to pick a side. You can't be like, oh, I play both, so you gotta pay me, crazy amount of money. You gotta be like, because unless you're elite at both sides.
But low-key though, with the way the league's going now though, John, I feel like if he produces on both sides, he's gonna want the most non-quarterback money. I don't think he's gonna compare himself to another wide receiver cornerback. So I think he's gonna create his own number, right?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. As he should.
Yeah, right.
Because you gotta think to be elite on both sides of the ball, wide receiver and corner in NFL. Yeah, I mean you can't on a blank check. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying I don't believe in Travis, but I think it's gonna be more difficult for him to be elite on both sides of the ball like he was in college. And like I said, a wide receiver, he wasn't necessarily elite at Colorado. He was elite at corner. He, most of his highlight plays came at corner. He had some great plays at wide receiver, don't get me wrong. But if you're looking at his tape, a lot of his highlights that we like, oh, Travis, you're crazy, was getting picks or doing jumping a crazy route. You know what I'm saying? Like doing something crazy. You know, like I said, he has some great catches at Jackson State and at wide receiver at Colorado. But for me, I think he's going to be more effective at corner, especially in Cleveland. And because we don't really know the quarterback situation in Cleveland right now, even though they got D-Watt still. Yeah. Me personally, I'm going to go ahead and start for corner. Once I solidify my quarterback, then we can start, you know, locking in with the wide receiver. I'm not going to mess up my bag. You talking about the niggas at the table. They're talking about, you only have 400 yards receiving. It's like, nigga, I had no quarterback. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, let's lock you in at corner, and then we can flip. You feel me? And then we can lock in both sides. That's all I'm saying.
That's real.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir. The New York Giants on the clock and with the GM, Mr. Colin Edwards. Yeah, 1 minute.
Yeah, run it on up. All right, with the third pick, I got the New York Giants selecting Abdul Carter from Penn State. Everybody, you know, has been weary about this whole Shedeur Sanders thing. And I think mainly because, you know, with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane being on the hot seat, they don't want a lot of noise around New York. And I think with them this offseason getting Russ and Jameis, even though both of those players are not elite, by getting two quarterbacks and, you know, that role in the quarterback room, I don't think that they'll add another quarterback because it wouldn't make sense because both of them are on the hot seat. And I think in terms of the timeline that the Giants are on compared to Shedeur, they need more win now players. The Giants have Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau. And so if they can get a little bit of production and Abdul can at least compete with those two, that gives you a little bit of trade assets that you could use in order to trade one of them, maybe Brian Burns. But I think Abdul is probably the best athlete besides Travis Hunter in the draft. So I think the Giants are actually going to go best player.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I had a conversation with James earlier about this. The reason I was like, yes, Abdul is phenomenal. He's great. But I said, okay, I got Kayvon Thibodeau, I got Brian Burns, I got Dexter Lawrence, like, and y'all just paid Dexter and Brian Burns. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it needs a little bit help in other areas. Is it? Do you feel like it was just like Abdul is just too great to pass up, or like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I just said, they paid all the guys. I don't know if they're sold on Kayvon Thibodeau yet to pay him the money. So I think they're trying to test out Abdul Carter. If he's a generational player, you know you're moving off of one of them, and, you know, freeing some cap space for your offense. So,
okay.
John, when you say they need help at other places, what exactly are you thinking? What position are you thinking?
For one, they need a quarterback, because obviously Rush is just a 1 year rental. Jameis is only a 2 year rental, but he's never going to start for them. So I think that when I say never going to start, I mean he's not long term. I'm thinking like, with the third pick in the draft, we're looking at, you know, pieces that I'm going to keep for the next 5 to 7 years. You know what I'm saying? So, like, not to say Abdul Carter is not that, because I think he definitely will be that for them. He's going to have to be at three. But I think that when you're looking at, you're going to need to play for quarterback. I mean, are you going to tank next year? Are you, like, getting Abdul to tank? Well, like, you get Abdul to, like, try to win now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to see where you are as an organization. You know what I'm saying? But this is also the New York Giants. And we haven't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't seen them, you know, be good recently.
Yeah. I think that the reason they got Russ and Jameis is they're hoping that Russ could give them the same kind of immediate production he did with the Steelers. And hopefully they can be in the NFC South. But I just don't see them drafting a quarterback with both of those GM and head coach being on the hot seat. It just makes no sense. Just more drama.
That's true. Well, the first three picks I think have went as expected. I told y'all fellas earlier, I said, you know, this is probably a universal top three. You know what I'm saying? Like, now the draft can really, really begin. So, Mr. Hundo Clark, I think you're back on the clock, sir, with the fourth overall pick with the New England Patriots. Man, talk to me.
With the fourth pick, 2025 winning shot mock draft, the New England Patriots select offensive lineman Will Campbell.
Okay.
Patriots offensive line trash. trash. Between Drake May, Jacoby Brissett, they got sacked 52 times combined.
Yeah.
They only had averaged 176 passing yards, worst in the NFL per game. That was probably in part also to them not having no receivers. So that's maybe a possibility. Maybe they get a receiver that high. Maybe, I don't know. But I think Will Campbell is probably the best offensive lineman. Okay. That clip we saw immediately right after the season of him lifting was crazy. I like his game. SEC boy. I'm going with Will Campbell.
Okay. I'm not mad at that pick at all, bro.
Is he left or right?
I think he was.
He was left tackle at LSU.
LSU. Okay.
Yeah. So. Didn't he win like the competition to wear number 7 for them too? Like, which is usually their coldest player. Obviously, he wasn't wearing it because he's a lineman. But didn't he win that competition for them as LSU? I'm pretty sure.
I don't even know, bro.
I feel like I read a story on ESPN. Like, he won like that competition as like the coldest player on the team, who usually wears number 7. So Tyrann Mathieu, Patrick Peterson, like, right, you know, Fournette, them kind of guys. Like, and so I agree with that pick. I actually had him going to my next pick, so I'm about to change it. But that's a great pick.
I tell and you, honestly, bro, he's a Mike Vrabel. Yeah, he's a Mike Vrabel guy. He just looks like it. So I think Mike Vrabel would do that pick for sure.
I think he has a very high ceiling. Now, he's a guy, Pro Bowl ceiling. Easy. Bro. Easy. Bro. He's like that. Bro. He's like that for sure. He been like that since like his freshman year. They was talking about him like, oh, yeah, he's going to be one of them. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I like that pick, Hundo. Okay. The Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock with GM John. Hit the pickies in, man. Listen, it's all good. It's all good. That's why you gotta have a plan B sometimes when your plan A fails. With the fifth pick in the 2025 winning shot mock draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Mason Graham, defensive lineman from Michigan. Like I said, on both sides of the line, offensive and defensive, Jacksonville needs help. I mean, Trevor Lawrence needs to stay upright, which is why I had Will Campbell. But since he's gone, we're going to strengthen up that defensive line because they need a lot of help as well. As you can remember, a couple years ago, they had a first overall pick, and they picked Mr. Trayvon Walker from the UGA. He's been solid since he's been drafted, but they need more. And I believe that Mr. Mason Graham from the University of Michigan can help solve that problem for them. When I say solve the problem, I think he'll definitely help them. He's 6'3", 300 pounds. His pro comparison, as I was doing some research, was Christian Wilkins. And if you know anything about Christian Wilkins, with what he's done in Miami and now in Vegas, I mean, he's been, you know, pretty dominant. He got paid a lot of money. So I think that this young man, I watched the tape on him earlier. He's high motor guy. He's a big human being. So he's, you know, a space eater. And that's what they need down there, so they can get some pass rush and get some time back there to the quarterback. So, like I said, they need a lot of help on that line, offensively and defensively, in Jacksonville. So I think this is a good start, and it sets them up for a couple more years.
Not draft-related. Do you think Trevor Lawrence is going to be there in the future, for years to come still?
Yes. I say yes because, I mean, I look at the current quarterback market in the NFL, and then I'm not talking about the guys that are in college. I'm talking about the guys that are in the NFL currently. All of those guys are going to be with their teams. So I look at, like, I'm talking about the only way that they move on from Trevor after they paid him that money is if Lamar's available, Josh Allen's available, Patrick Mahomes is available. Unless those kind of guys are available and, like, can come to Jacksonville, they're not going to get rid of Trevor. And the guys that are coming out of college outside of this year, because like I said, obviously they picked Mason, so he's not going anywhere. But, you know, I don't see them tanking to go get an Arch Manning next year or Nico, who just transferred to UCLA. I don't see them, you know, like trying to stay.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Around for him. So, like, I think Trevor will be there for a little while longer, for sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on the Titans and Cam Ward, because I feel like for Jacksonville, you know, in your division, you're going to have to compete against CJ Stroud. And, you know, Colts, we're still trying to figure out some stuff. Just give us a chance. But ultimately, if Cam Ward's a hit, you don't want to be competing for third best quarterback in your division. So I think they're going to be comparing their timeline to the other teams in their division. And so if Cam Ward hits and Trevor still is average, I think they move on from him. But if Cam Ward's not good, then you know it's going to be y'all and the Texans competing for the division for the next 3 years, at least, mm-hmm. until everybody else comes back. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And crazy thing is, they were supposed to be in that conversation to win that division last year. And we saw
That's the thing.
They've had like the talent, but they just haven't been pulled together. So sucks to suck. You know what I'm saying? All right.
All right, let's run it, man.
Vegas on the clock, Colin Edwards.
Yes, sir. Let's run it. All right, man, with the next pick of the winning shot mock draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Ashton Jeanty, running back. You look at his career, even going back to USC, he's always thrived with a good running back. Now, in no ways am I comparing him to Reggie Bush or Marshawn Lynch, but in Pete Carroll's offense, he always starts off with a good running back. And I think for Geno Smith, they've got a wide receiver, even with Brock Bowers. Even though he plays tight end, they've got their guy on the outside. And so I think he'll shore it up in the trenches with Ashton Jeanty, gets an electrifying guy in the backfield, and we'll see what he is, man. People are projecting him to have a good rookie year, and he's making some bold claims, saying he's going to have the same impact as Saquon. So even if he has half of that, I think it definitely give Las Vegas what they need and Geno the comfort that he needs in order to run the play action like he did in Seattle and, you know, to make some plays and keep Pete Carroll's offense.
Okay. Now, that's a shocker for me. I had Jeanty falling. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the Raiders definitely need a running back for sure. But I had Jeanty falling for me because I felt like, I mean, the Raiders have once again, they're another team. It's like, I mean, y'all need a quarterback. Y'all also need wide receiver. Y'all need some linemen. So I feel they had bigger needs. But I'm not mad at Jeanty going to Vegas. I think they got Brock Bowers out there. So
yeah. I'm also not mad at that pick. I think it's more so of a conversation of the value of the running back position. Going at six, like, that's extremely high for a running back. So are we back to placing value on the running backs? Like, what's up with that?
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. But I think when you look at this year, man, it's like the running backs low-key came through for a lot of the great teams, the contending teams. And what you saw Saquon do in the playoffs, a lot of teams are trying to get young, cheap, durable backs that can explode, you know, like Ashton Jeanty. So I think it's going to be interesting to see the pendulum swing because, you know, there's going to be an influx of wide receivers in this draft, but there's also some good running backs that people can grab. And I think after this past year, people are going to go and value the running backs a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not mad at it, and I agree with that for sure. I think that after last year's playoff run and after last year's signings from all these quarterbacks, running backs, I think they definitely gained some traction in the NFL. So I think teams like, listen, we're going to need a running back too. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think personally, Jeanty's gonna have a good career. I like it. I like the way that boy runs the ball. He runs the ball hard. He's not the biggest back, but I mean, a lot of these running backs ain't like huge running backs no more. Nobody's really Derrick Henry anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, Saquon's what, 5'10"? So, and I think Jeanty's like 5'8". So he's a shorter back, but I like him. I like him in Vegas too.
Does the game against Penn State give you any concern?
In regards to, like, him getting bottled up?
And as far as him being having a successful career against
I think that
better talent.
You got to look at this like this, Hondo. Like, he wasn't the only one that, like, you know, was playing Penn State. You know what I'm saying? Like, his offensive line was also playing Penn State. His quarterback was playing Penn State. His defense was playing Penn State. So, like, getting into the NFL where – there's less of a disparity between, like, the guys that you're playing against. Like, you got some teams that are going to be more dominant because they're better. But, like, they grown men get paid at the end of the day. So, like, they're going to put in effort. You feel what I'm saying? Versus guys at Boise State. That's all I'm saying, me personally.
Nah, I agree, John. I think it does give me a concern. Like, But like I said, there was no Brock Bowers on Boise State. So you're going to have to consider Brock when, you know, evaluating defense. That college football playoff game, everybody knew where the ball was going.
Yes.
So, you know, he could load the box, and I think he just was not able to be Walter Payton, which nobody expected him to be. Right. So I think Pete Carroll, that's why I'm saying the play action with Brock and Ashton, it opens the offense up a little bit more so he can still make some splash plays.
Yeah, agree with that for sure, brother. Agree with that for sure. New York Jets are now on the clock. GM, Mr. Clark.
New York Jets.
Yes, sir.
We here. We got our quarterback in Justin Fields.
Okay.
Let's get him some protection.
Ooh. Okay.
Armon Membois.
Offensive.
Mizzou.
Okay.
Solid. Okay. Solid.
Since they got Aaron Rodgers a couple years ago, the question was offensive line. Who's going to be blocking?
Yeah.
They haven't figured it out yet.
That shit. Yeah.
Hopefully they figure it out with this pick. I also think though they could possibly go wide receiver here, but I'm gonna go offensive lineman. Guy out Mizzou.
Okay. I'm not mad at that, Undo. Like I said, I agree with you. Like Aaron Rodgers was not protected, and they were constantly having to add in linemen to try to protect Aaron Rodgers. So, and I feel like New York has always been having to draft recently, like linemen. So another one getting into New York, I'm not mad at it. I think it's needed. I think Justin Fields does deserve an opportunity to be protected and not have to run for his life. I think he's had to run for his life and his whole career, everything he's been on. So it'll be nice to, you know, let him see what he can do at quarterback with him being upright. So I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that pick. Okay.
Who up next?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, the Carolina Panthers are on the clock. Hit the pig is in, bro. Let's get it. Yes, sir. The Carolina Panthers. Listen, I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. So it brings me some pleasure to do this pick. But also, the Panthers have been so sorry about my whole life. It's hilarious. My cousins are Panthers fans. My new brother-in-law is a Panthers fan. And so is my new nephew brother. He's also a Panthers fan as well. So I'm hopefully can do y'all some justice with this pick. I'm going to clip this part. I'm going to send it to y'all when I do it. And I'm going to tell me what y'all think about what I'm about to say to y'all. Okay. With the 8th pick in the mock draft of the Winning Shot podcast, the Carolina Panthers select Will Johnson, cornerback, Michigan. I know that the Panthers need a lot of help. A lot of help on both sides of the ball. But I think that it starts for them on their defense. Their defense has been the bread and butter for that team since its existence. And so I think that it's time for them to get back to being a better defense. They definitely need some help on the D-line. So I thought about getting them an edge guy here. But I know they just signed J.C. Horn. But I think that they would thrive with another corner who could potentially be locked down. So I like Will Johnson's game out of Michigan. I think he's had a great career at Michigan. I think he has the potential to be another lockdown corner, which gives them two lockdown corners in Carolina, something that they just haven't had. So I think that this is a good pickup for them, and it helps them to get some pressure on the quarterback, but also not to worry about getting beat up and down the field by these receivers who are coming out in the draft and are already in the league.
Yeah.
So
I ain't going to hold you. That ain't moving the needle, bro. They still about to be sorry.
I'm
sorry. Hey, if I'm the Panthers in that situation, bro, I'm going to get Bryce another weapon.
I thought about it. I was going to have them get a wide receiver right here with this pick. But I said this. I was reading some stuff, and they got a lot of faith in Xavier Leggett. They do. They have a lot of faith in Xavier Leggett. The tight end, I think, from Texas coming back, Sanders. Running back, you already got Genty out of there. I mean, Bryce, I think he would definitely thrive with another weapon. But because his wide receiver class is so filled with depth, I don't know if it's an immediate, I got to get that guy from Arizona need. So I went with the corner because I felt like that was a more immediate need in Carolina. corner or edge was my, like I said, my two things I think that they're gonna need the most. So right now, immediate to me. So Panthers fans, hopefully y'all okay with that. I know some of y'all be like, bro, that's not it. But I like Will Johnson game. So he's a Carolina Panther. He can be a Carolina Panther in my book.
Yeah. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's bad.
Okay.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. New Orleans Saints.
All right, man, with the 9th pick, I think the biggest pick in the draft, the New Orleans Saints get Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur comes to New Orleans, and the clock is ticking because I believe that if you look at the offseason reports, they said that Derek Carr has an injury that might make him out for the season, but I believe it's a smokescreen to give the Saints permission to go draft a quarterback because I do believe they think Derek Carr is not it. So there is – definitely talk of Shedeur sliding, but I think that the Saints are making late moves in order to get in position to get Shedeur. I think he'll be a great pick for New Orleans, and he'll bring some energy, you know, the same energy that the Saints had in the 07-08 year. I think they're trying to bring back with Shedeur. I think his comp, honestly, is like a Drew Brees. I think that if he stays in the pocket, he can make, you know, some solid reads. And with them just getting Kellen Moore from Philadelphia, Kellen Moore is safe for now. And I don't think there'll be a lot of talk of Deion trying to get to New Orleans now. Now, if they start losing multiple years, then that talk will start up. But I think for the first year, he's safe. So, yeah, they're going to make a splash play. And I think Shedeur ends up right here.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that pick. Like you said, the Derek Carr news coming out recently about his shoulder probably being worse off than many people thought. Get a young quarterback to pair with Kellen Moore. You can't really beat that. We've seen his success with quarterbacks previously with Hurts. So that's not a bad pick at all.
Yeah, I like it. I think I could rock with him in New Orleans. He got Alvin Kamara. I don't know who they got a wide receiver, though.
Olave, Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, Olave. Who?
Yeah, the only problem.
Olave.
Yeah, Rashid Shaheed, he tough, bro. He a deep threat.
Yeah, only problem with Shedeur this year, he's gonna run into the same problem he did to Colorado because they need an answer on that.
Line is atrocious. That's so true.
They answer that later in the draft. But yeah,
I know Spencer Rattler gonna be sick.
Why?
you got your chance. We saw what you could do. Nothing. We are good.
Oh, man, that is hilarious. All right, bet. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now shifting to Chicago with the 10th pick, Hundo Clark. What's up?
So I told y'all earlier, we shaking up the draft.
Uh-oh.
We shaking up the draft.
Oh, Lord. What's going on in Chicago, man?
Get up. The biggest need that the Chicago Bears had coming into the offseason was offensive line. They've already addressed that. They've already handled that.
Who'd they get?
They traded they traded for somebody and they signed somebody, bro.
The dude from Joe Tooney.
Oh, yeah, they did go get Joe Tooney. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So with that being said, we're not gonna go offensive line.
Okay.
We're gonna go best available.
Okay.
And we're going to take tight end Tyler Warren. Told you we're shaking up the draft. Wow. Go get me another one, Williams.
Don't they have Cole Kmet?
Pair him with him.
Wow.
Okay.
We saw what Tyler Warren did at Penn State. Versatile. Go get the ball. No excuses for Caleb Williams moving forward.
No excuses.
Got He got a plethora of weapons.
Wow.
Ashton Jeancey already gone. We not going to go running back. I was going to go running back. But I think it's a little too early to draft Amarion Hampton out of North Carolina. So we going Tyler Warren.
Wow. Okay. I ain't going to lie. I think you reached with that one. And the only reason I say that is because him going to Chicago, like I said, Cole Kmet is there.
And their defense already set, though. Look at their defense. Their defense is set in Chicago.
I don't think you can go corners, with
them. They got a plethora of linebackers. Maybe you can go defensive end, defensive tackle, maybe. But
I mean,
but I'm going to Tyler Warren. Huh?
You got Montez Sweat on the edge.
Okay. All right. So who y'all drafting here if y'all is the Bears?
I'm going best available
in Tyler Warren.
Low key, because the Saints went Shedeur, I would probably think about getting Kelvin Banks from Texas. You can't have enough linemen, honestly. And I think you saw this year.
That man got sacked 68 times.
But I said they might be able to take another lineman in Chicago.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can't have enough.
I'm taking Tyler Warren.
Okay.
Hey, man. Solid.
All right. Say less.
Shaking up the draft.
We really are. Yeah. The San Francisco 49ers are on the clock. Let me take my minute because I gotta take a second now to recalibrate. So let me get a few seconds real quick.
You better get on the phone.
You do your thing, brother. Let's talk about the 49ers.
Okay.
We had a whole bunch of injuries.
Brock Purdy.
Is Brock Purdy the answer?
Okay. No,
he's not.
Real quick, what's the number for Purdy this year? Like in terms of what he's getting paid?
I don't think he should be the highest paid quarterback. I'm trying to think of quarterbacks who he's around.
But low key, the quarterbacks he's around got overpaid.
Huh?
I said low key, the quarterbacks he's around got overpaid. I mean, I would say that Tua Trevor class.
Yeah, I know they probably sick about that Trevor bag too.
Gosh. All right, pick us in.
You ready?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right.
I had to take a moment to deliberate this, but I think this what I'm about to say is gonna make sense. In San Francisco, like y'all just mentioned, there's a lot of injuries offensively and defensively, but the San Francisco 49ers with the 11th pick in this 2025 winning shot mock are going to draft on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to go get edge rusher Mike Green, Marshall.
I ain't going to hold you. I don't trust nobody for no Marshall. I don't care what his number say.
Listen, here we go. That's just me, bro. Hear me out.
He could be the best edge rusher in this draft class. Hey. Bro, you and Marshall, bro.
Hey, I know. What took me out is Buddy really deliberated on that. He was
bro, let me speed. Let me speed, bro. Like,
that's your pick? Boo. Boo. They're about to be booing in the draft room.
He sucks.
Hey, yo. Listen, the young man, all he did at Marshall was dominate.
Why he ain't transfer?
I mean, bro, everybody gonna transfer, bro. Everybody, bro, he had 17 sacks last season in 13 games.
Who they played?
Bro, he had 17 sacks.
Who did they play?
Bro, we not gonna act like there's been guys who come from smaller schools. And, you know, being okay. Bro, I mean, there's a reason he has a first-round draft grade.
Bro.
Huh?
Yeah, Khalil Mack was a top-five pick.
Yeah, from where?
Not top five.
Exactly.
He not like that.
You said what?
He not like that.
He not like that.
This dude.
You don't know him.
Hey, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know him.
Exactly.
That's why he shouldn't be getting picked.
Anyways, man, listen, Mike Green. I really did deliberate with this because I really was about to go another guy. It was really close.
John about to be the biggest Mike Green fan now because he's going to try to justify
it. Hey, I'm coming back to this video.
Hold on now, because we're gonna come back to some of your picks too, if that's the case. But listen, if Buddy a bust, then Buddy just gonna be a bust. But what I say is this: but a lot. You get drafted off of their production in college. He has 17 sacks in 13 games and 84 tackles. You can't argue the numbers.
I can argue who they played.
6'3", 251. Good bend off the edge for an edge guy. He can win the one-on-one matchups.
Against who?
Oh, my gosh. Hundo Swear. Hundo Swear. Okay. Okay, brother.
Listen, I'm just saying, bro. He went to Marshall, bro. He didn't transfer, bro.
I'm going to stand on that. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to stand on that pick. So, San Fran, I got some – my sister-in-law is a San Fran fan. My daddy was a San Fran fan. So, I don't want to see them, you know, go back to being sorry. I remember early in my life, they was pretty sorry. Then they got good as I got a little bit older. And then, you know, now they've been consistently, you know, good. So, to pair alongside Nick Bosa, I think that they can add in Mike Green. And I think he'll be solid for them. So, I'm going to stand on that pick, man. I'm going to stand on that pick.
Let's keep going.
Dallas.
And all right.
That pick is on which one is that pick? Let me see. Sorry.
I mean, it's me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I got you. All right, man, with the 12th pick of the Winning Shot Mock Draft, I have the Dallas Cowboys selecting Kelvin Banks Jr. from Texas. He's an offensive tackle. I don't know if you guys heard the news that Tyron Smith is hanging it up. He definitely is a first ballot Hall of Famer easily. And I think they're going to try to answer that with Kelvin Banks. They tried to draft lineman, I forgot where he's from, last year. And I think that they're going to try to surround Dak with the offensive line that he came in with. Now, obviously, it's not going to be as effective, but I think that they're trying to build from the inside out again. And I think that's Jerry's strategy. He did it with Emmett, obviously with Zeke in his years. I think he's going to try to do the same thing this year with Kelvin Banks. And I think Kelvin Banks, you know, he's homegrown, went to Texas, and now is staying in Dallas. So I think that he has the tools to be, you know, a fringe Pro Bowl in his second, third year. And I think, you know, if he continues to develop, he'll be a Hall of Famer like Tyron.
Okay. Yeah, I'm at the pick, bro. I think they need some offensive guys in Dallas for sure on that line. Dak was just coming back from injury, so he's going to need to stay upright, come back. When did ACL something like that tear last year? So
yeah.
He's going to need to come back from the injury and be upright, and he's going to need some protection. So a young guy to help him do that, not mad at it at all. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that pick either. Could they possibly go running back there?
I mean, Amari Hampton, but I don't think he's that. I don't think the Cowboys need to invest in a running back before the line this year. So
12, y'all gonna pick Amari Hampton?
I mean, Marion, he cold, bro, but I don't think he's that. He should go that high.
You about to say at 12? I don't. He ain't that cold. Oh my gosh.
Neither is Mike Green.
Mike Green.
How much you want to put? How much you want to put that Mike Green career at 11 gonna be better than Omarion's at 12 would have been?
I don't know, bro. I mean, you could find a way on rosters. I mean, we know that the 49ers have missed on a lot of defensive ends. I mean, even with Javon Ginlaw, I don't, and they just had Chase Young, I believe. I don't know, you know, he's still on the roster. But
he ain't draft
him, but I'm just saying, in terms of their scouting for defensive players, it has not been the best.
Hey, they said they hit.
And remember Solomon Thomas, they got him early, like 3 years ago, four years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Miami, y'all on the clock, man. Hunter, what you got?
Well, since, you know, Mr. Jalen Ramsey doesn't want to be here anymore, we're going to go defensive back. Jahdae Barron.
Okay.
Out of Texas. We're going to get him. I was also looking at offensive line potentially. But I'm going to go DB. I think they're pretty much set on offense, skill position-wise. So I'm going to go DB.
Okay. Yeah, I'm cool with the Barron pick, bro. I like his game at Texas. I like the way he runs to the ball. He's a hard hitter. And I think that in Miami, like you said, he's going to be a good pickup because they're about to lose Ramsey at some time in the future. So I'm not mad at that pick. I'm not mad at that pick at all. I'm with it. Okay.
All right, let's get it, man.
Let's get it. So we got the Indianapolis Colts. Mr. Kyler Edwards, man. What is your NFL team going to do with this 14th pick?
Yes, sir. Let's get it. I'm done. All right, man, I had to do some deep diving, man. Hundo stole my pick. So, you know, I had, like John said, you got to have a plan B. And when that plan B goes down, you got to have a plan C. So we got to focus on, you know, offense this year. We went defense last year with Latu, who's been decent this year. So with the 14th pick of this year's mock draft, I have the Indianapolis Colts going to get Colston Loveland from Michigan. He's tight end, 6'5", 233. And he's definitely been one of the best offensive players on Michigan's team this year. He had 56 receptions, 582 yards, and he's big and athletic. And I think he'll shore up some of the things that's necessary, not just blocking wise, but also being a threat down, you know, in a short yardage. Because we know with AR and or Daniel Jones, they're going to need somebody to dump it off to. Because we don't have, you know, Jonathan Taylor is not a check down type of back. So I think he'll give us some safety on the offensive end as we continue to shore up the wide receivers with Josh Downs, Adonai Mitchell, and all them. So, yeah, I got Loveland coming to Indy.
Okay. Tight end. I wasn't expecting that.
You don't want McMillan?
Well, I see they want a wide receiver.
Nah. I mean, I think they're kind of solid. I'm thinking like Ballard. I would want McMillan, but I think Ballard is going to go tight end because we've been struggling with tight end this year. Like, we thought we were going to get a lot of production out of Jelani Walker, and he hasn't been what we thought he was going to be. So I think if he can build through the tight end, it gives us a blocking weapon, and it gives us a route running weapon. So if you look at any of these teams in the Midwest, they always build through the tight end first and then work on the outside. So, yeah, I think we'll get it. I think a lot of wide receivers will fall later in the draft that we can go get. And I think they trust Michael Pittman, which I don't, but I think they do.
Okay. Bet. Well, Atlanta, y'all on the clock, Hundo. What's up?
Atlanta Falcons, Dirty Birds. Dirty Birds. We going defense. Mr. James Pierce, welcome.
Wow.
To Atlanta.
Okay.
We need some help off the edge. We know a guy. Mr. Pierce okay. Jr., let's go.
Solid.
Line it up.
Okay. And if y'all watched my mock the other night, y'all heard me talk about James Pierce and his elite NCAA 25 edge rush. He got that elite quick jump development trait in NCAA 25. But even in real life, man, the young man is from Charlotte. And he went to Tennessee, if y'all didn't know, he did go to Tennessee. Now he's had some character issues. So I expect him to fall because of that and some other things. And just the way the draft order went, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at the pick. James Pierce staying close to home, 4 hours away from the city, and now going to Atlanta. Okay. Say less. Well, let's get it. Arizona, we're in the clock, baby. Hit the button. We ran the clock. Hey, with the 16th pick now to the Arizona Cardinals, we are selecting. This was actually, like I said, it was crazy for us. We were like, is he going to be there for us? We didn't know. We did not know here in Atlanta what we were going to do. But now we do know. We're going to get, I can't pronounce his first name, Tekion McMillan, wide receiver. We're keeping him in Arizona, baby. He's staying home. Wow. He's staying home.
So Marvin Harrison and McMillan?
We're going back to back. We want
to. Kyler got no excuses.
Kyler got no excuses. We're going to get you Marvin Harrison Jr. and we're going to get you Mr. McMillan. I mean, the young man had a great career at Arizona. I think that, you know, I think he's going to be good. I think he'll be good in the league. And I think it's going to be a hard matchup nightmare for teams to be like, do we prepare for Marvin Harrison Jr. or do we prepare for Mr. McMillan? So teams will have to, we're going to force teams to have two good corners on their team. You pick a bad corner, it's going to be a long day for you. It's a long day for you in Arizona. So we're keeping the kid at home. And we had another pick in store. He thought he was going to be gone. But since he's home, we'll keep him at the crib. Mr. Midland State, welcome back to Arizona.
Okay. All right. Now the draft has started. Okay.
Now the draft has started.
Yeah, now I got to do some real work now.
Yes, sir. All right, Cincinnati, y'all on the clock.
All right, let's get it, man. All right, man, the draft is getting interesting. So you saw this year, this offseason in particular, Cincinnati paid their guys. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase got legendary contracts. Joe got what he wanted on offense. So now it is time for Cincinnati to address the offensive line and defense. So I'm going to go defense right now. And with the, 17th pick, right? Mm-hmm. I have Cincinnati Bengals selecting Mykael Williams from Georgia. Edge rusher. Only reason I wanted to go defense first is because we're still unsure about what they're going to do with Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson wants his money. And with Sam Herbert, I think that they're going to try to get a young guy on the defense to see if they can replace that production from Trey Hendrickson if he leaves. And I think Mykael has had a good freshman and sophomore season. And I think, you know, he's a top 41 pass pick in the pass rushers. Top 41 overall. But he is a top 10 pass rusher, and we saw that this year, what he's able to do in impact games. And I think Joe did it with his knees on defensive end.
He's a dog.
Not mad at that pick. Bet. Keep pushing. Seattle, you on the clock, Mr. Clark. What's up?
Yes, sir.
Seattle Seahawks. It's the Sam Darnold. What's good? Cooper Kupp. What's good?
Okay.
We're going to go defense, though. We're going to go defense.
Uh-huh.
I was initially thinking wide receiver, but we're going to go defense.
Okay.
Told you we here to shake up the draft, baby.
Uh-huh.
Safety. Mm-hmm. From South Carolina.
Woo. Nick?
Nick.
Nick Amorie. Okay.
He's going to get him. Long, lengthy, athletic.
Yeah.
Come down and hit.
Okay.
Cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seattle solid. Has a history of getting big safeties. Let's go that's get true. Him. It might be a little bit early for him, but we're going to get him because that's the guy we want.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not mad at that pick because Mike McDaniel, man. I'm so sorry, Mike. I forgot his name, the head coach from Seattle, from Baltimore. He was the defensive coordinator. Mike McDonald. My bad, Mike. He's the head coach in Seattle now. He was DC in Baltimore the year before, and so he's part of that Cal Hamilton regime. So I'm not mad at him trying to go get a lookalike of Nick Amorie. I like his game, 4.3 speed. I think he got a lot of potential. I like him. Like him a lot. Like the pick. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the clock. We'll run the card in. Hit the button.
Man. All right, man.
Yeah, I think.
Andrew, your pick. that boy was ready.
And he was ready.
I was about to reach.
Hey, listen. Tampa Bay, that linebacking core has been in need of some help. I got y'all. Here we go. With the 19th pick of the mock draft of the Winning Shot podcast, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Jahad Campbell, linebacker, Bama. Okay.
We had the same pick, dog.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, they need some help as their linebacker. They've had some issues. They lost, you know, Devin White a few years ago. You know, Lavonte David, you know, he's getting a little bit older. They need some young blood in that linebacker room. So why not go get one of the best in the draft and Mr. Campbell from Alabama? I had him, almost got them an edge rusher guy, but I think Jahai Campbell can fit them better in what they need a linebacker. So that's my pick.
Broncos, all right, Hundo, it's on you.
Let's ride. I already said it earlier. We need help at running back. Know what time it is. We already drafted one running back from North Carolina. He's no longer on the team. Boom. Let's go get the next guy from North Carolina. Running back. Omarion Hampton, welcome to the Broncos.
Wow.
Bo Nix cannot be the leading rusher again. We need a running back. Let's go get Omarion Hampton. Thank you.
Okay. Say less. Say less. 21 Pittsburgh, we on the clock. Tap the button. The 21st pick in the 2025 NFL draft. My biggest hater and my biggest hater and my biggest op in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Y'all know how I feel about y'all. I disdain, a lot of disdain towards the organization. The fans, y'all not my favorite either. But I got me doing this, you know what I'm saying, for the mock, for the pie. With 21st pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Jalen Milroe. Quarterback, Alabama. Y'all need a quarterback. Y'all, let me say that again. Y'all need a quarterback. Cam Ward is gone. So what should do? I hashed the door in my mock falling to y'all to come to Pittsburgh. Didn't happen in our mock. It, you know, so sometimes you got to go to plan B. There's been a lot of buzz in the city of Pittsburgh that y'all love Lamar Jackson. You can't have him. But, you know.
Yeah.
Just because you can't have him, you know, I know y'all want to be like, you know, y'all want to be like Big Brother. I get it. I get it. You know, everybody want to be like Big Bro. So here y'all go. We're going to give y'all Jalen Milroe.
Here y'all go.
Y'all need a lot of help. I mean, y'all just got DK. Y'all got Pickens. Somebody got throwing the ball. Who is it going to be? I don't know. Y'all back up. We're going to select Jalen Milroe and put him in Pittsburgh. So he is the new quarterback in black and gold, pairing him with Mike T. Let's get it.
Over Jackson Dart?
Don't you know how I feel about Jackson Dart? And you know how Mike T feels about Jackson Dart.
Do we? Like, do we?
Yeah. We're gonna pick Jalen Milroe. You got speed. We can work on any other, you know, there's always gonna be some project guys. We're in the 20s now. So
they had speed in Justin Fields and they let him walk.
Yeah. Well, this young man right here, he's not running nowhere for the next 4 years at bare minimum. So welcome to Pittsburgh, young man. Like I said, they got a lot of holes to fill. But quarterback, just like some other teams, is your biggest hole. So this is what you do. Yeah. You take a quarterback in the first round. Let's get it.
I guess.
I know you got a believer. I know you got a believer. It's okay.
We got a Jackson Dart hater and we got a Jalen Milroe hater.
But
it's tough out here.
Yeah. 22nd pick, LA. What's up? Chargers. Talk to me, Colin.
All right, man. So we saw last year that Harbaugh went and got Joe Alt from Notre Dame. But I think that you're kind of still in Herbert's prime. So I have the 22nd pick for the Chargers, them going to get Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State. I think he gives a lot of deep threats on the outside and gives Justin Herbert a weapon on the outside while also, you know, having players in the trenches. So they're able to run the ball. They got Najee Harris this year, but now I think they need to go get a wide receiver. And I think Emeka is one of those sleeper Ohio State wide receivers that can have a good impact in the league.
They got Ladd too. Move Quentin Johnson down that depth chart. So
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah. It could only help, right?
Yeah, they moved him out the way quick. Okay. I'm not mad at that pick. Like you said, they definitely need some help. They signed back Mike Williams. They signed Najee Harris. So they're going to have a big wide receiver room now with Ladd, Mike, and we're going to get Quentin Johnson out of there. So I'm another hater of him. So and James, you know exactly how I feel about him. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Next up, we got the Green Bay Packers. Mr. Clark, what's up?
Sir.
Green Bay Packers, the cheese heads. We on the clock. Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, whole bunch of receivers.
Mm-hmm.
We going defense.
Hmm.
Safety. Jair replacement.
Malachi Starks.
God dang it. Oh.
We shaking up the draft. We shaking up the draft.
Okay. Say less. Say less. That's cool. That's cool.
A dog.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Malachi Starks, man. I had him going mock to mine going to 27 to Baltimore. So
no sir.
Yeah, to see him go at what is this, 23? Yeah, see him go at 23. It's interesting. Hurts my heart a little bit because it's so close to 27. But okay, I like the pick. I think Malachi Starks is a dog. So I think he's gonna have a good career. And to have him play in Green Bay, I think it's gonna work out well for him. So good luck in Green Bay, Malachi.
Good luck in Green Bay.
Do you think that this means Jair is staying in Green Bay, or are they going to trade him?
I think he's out.
I think he wants out, bro.
Yeah. Okay. The only other position that I was looking at for them, maybe DB or, like I said, wide receiver. Mm-hmm. If you want to go get an elite guy, but is Matthew Golden that elite of a receiver that you go get him? Yes, it just depends. I also had Egbuka right there as well, possibly. So,
okay.
Let's see.
Okay. Solid. Okay. Right.
Say look.
The Vikings now.
Yeah, the pick is in. With the 24th pick in the mock draft of the Winning Shot podcast, the Minnesota Vikings will select Maxwell Hairston, cornerback, Kentucky. They need some cornerback help in Minnesota. They got a very good defense already, I think. I think they could definitely use some help in that secondary. And I think the Deshaun man comes in and immediately helps them in that secondary. Once again, another guy I had mocked to the Ravens a little bit later on as a potential option. But it's okay. Sometimes you got to move and shake some things. I think this really helps Minnesota. So.
Hey, I think we could possibly see a good bit of like DBs slash mm-hmm. like safeties get drafted in this first round for real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's keep going.
Yes, sir.
All right, it is no secret what the Texans are going to do this year. We saw last year that CJ was running for his life. So now that they traded Laremy Tunsil, I believe that they're going to try to find his replacement in the draft. So with the what number are we on?
25.
The 25th pick in this mock draft, I have the Houston Texans going to get Josh Simmons, a tackle from Ohio State.
Okay.
I was debating between him and Donovan Edwards, but I think Josh Simmons is a better tackle. He has a better tackle grade. And I think that he'll give them enough they need on the left because he played a little bit of left tackle this year. So I think that his versatility is going to allow them to start to protect CJ a little bit more. But they still need to make moves. So I think a majority of their draft this year is going to be offensive line.
Okay. Say less. Rams, Honda, what's up, L.A.?
We just talked about the DBs, man.
Yeah.
We're going to stay there. Maxwell Hairston, just went off the board. Me personally, I'm a big fan of Notre Dame's Benjamin Morrison. Might be a little bit early for him to go right here, but we're going to take Mr. Morrison at defensive back to go to the Rams in the first round.
Okay. Okay. Say less. That's a pick. That's a pick.
All right. All right, John. It's on you.
Lock. The pick ain't in yet. The pick is not in yet. I'm gonna tell you why the pick is not in. I mean, Baltimore. We've had once again the floodgates are open. Greatness is at our fingertips. Greatness has failed to us once again at 27. So I got to take a second to see who's gonna be the best fit for Baltimore right here at 27. There's a lot of talent. I'm like, ooh, he dropped this far? When is that his name? Couple guys. I'm like, okay. Give me a second. I'm gonna use my minute here because it's been a lot of talent.
Good at picking, not Mike Green, but he tried to stash him away.
Nah, I was not trying to stash him away.
But he said top 10 pick.
Don't worry,
go get him from Marshall. We are good.
Watch him go now. Watch what I tell y'all. He's gonna be going that first round early. Watch what I tell you. But anyways, hold on. Give me a minute.
Ravens. What's up, man?
Yeah, Baltimore. I mean, safeties are gone. I had us getting Malachi Starks or Nick Amorier, both gone. Corners are also gone. I mean, Barron's gone. Maxwell Hurston is gone. Siobhan Revell from ECU, he's tore ACL. He's not going to be able to play. We need immediate help if we're going to pick right here in the 27th round. We signed back Ronnie Stanley once again. If you watched my mock the other night, talk about Ronnie Stanley getting signed back, how big that was. Give me a second. I think I might be onto something. Give me a second.
Ravens in win now mode.
Yes, sir, we are. Indeed. Yeah.
Hey, what happens if you miss the time? Do you forfeit that pick like in the draft? Like if you don't,
I don't know. That's a good question. I was thinking about that the other day.
Hurry up.
Like, what happens? I really don't know what happens. Bro, this pick is so crazy because I'm like, dang, I got three guys right here that I didn't think was gonna be here. I thought somebody's for sure gonna pick one of these guys.
You're doing a lot of talking and no picking. Like
because I'm trying to pick between the three.
Rock, paper, scissors.
You only got one pick.
I know, that's the problem.
Hurry up.
You're right. All right. Give me a 10-second countdown. Click the button. Not when I come back, I'm gonna have a pick.
You said 10 seconds. That was not 10 seconds.
Hey,
that video was 8 seconds, bro. I gave you 2 seconds, and then I hit the video. That's 8 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. I think that's it was 10 seconds.
8 seconds. I gave you 2 seconds before I clicked.
Right. Okay. Fine.
You said 10 seconds.
Fine. With the 27th pick in the 2025 mock draft, the Baltimore Ravens are going to select Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama. That boy is a dog. I mean, a straight mauler. Lamar Jackson, you know, greatness. We just signed once again Ronnie Stanley. I believe that it's in our best interest. We lost our starting guard from last year. And so I think it's in our best interest to go get a guard. This young man, in the way his interviews have gone, he had a top 30 meet with Baltimore. Didn't think he'll be here. Like I said, I thought somebody else would pick him earlier in the draft, but he fell to us. I thought we're gonna have to go defensively. I was gonna go safety. I was gonna go get Malachi Starks, but he's gone. So we adjust. And Baltimore, we're gonna need to solidify our offensive line to keep Lamar healthy and upright, which is obviously what we need to continue to push. This young man is also really good in the run game, and we're the one, if not the best, running offense in the NFL. So we continue on that trend. Take a dog. And if you know anything about the Ravens, we have a rich history of drafting guys from Alabama because Ozzie Newsome, our former GM, was an Alabama alum. So we bring back the tradition of drafting Alabama young men, and we go get Mr. Tyler Booker. Woo, that was big. That's big. All right,
let's get it, man.
Wingate, what's up?
All right. All right, man. So With number 28, I got the Detroit Lions going to get Kenneth Grant from Michigan, defensive lineman. Obviously, we know that Aiden went down last year, and that defense was atrocious. Shout out to forgot his name. What's the defensive coordinator from the Lions that went to the Jets? Aaron Glenn. Yeah, shout out what he did with that depleted roster. So now I think they're going to add depth, and he's going to be on the opposite side of Aiden. And I think, you know, he can be a run stopper. So we'll see how he develops. But, yeah, I got Kenneth Grant going, staying in Michigan, going to Detroit.
Okay. 2-9. What's up, Washington?
Yes, sir. Y'all already know, man. We knocked it out the park last year, man, with Jaden. Y'all already know that. We did our thing. This year, we're going to get him some help. We're going to go offensive line. Josh Connerly Jr., Oregon.
Okay.
I think they could possibly also get a defensive end, you know, depending on who's on the board. But I'm going to go offensive lineman. We need Jaden upright.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Say less. Yeah. Buffalo, we're going to clock. Pick is in. Let's get it. Man, I didn't know if this young man was going to fall to us here in Buffalo. We need some more defensive help on the defensive side of the ball. I'm in Buffalo. So it's a good night for Oregon. We select with the 30th pick in the NFL draft, Derek Hartman, defensive tackle, Oregon. Young man is a mauler, 6'5", 310. I mean, he pushes the pocket. I mean, you got Ed Oliver down there. We got some edge rushers out there.
They just got Bosa too, ain't it?
Yep, they got Bosa, got Rousseau out there. We add to it, go get Mr. Hartman. The defensive line now looks ferocious. Monsters across the line. Let's get it in Buffalo.
Woo! They sound like a Buffalo fan, ain't it, Colin?
Yeah, now, hold on now. When Hunter's doing his pitch, he's talking about something. What we doing here in Washington? We got him with Jaden. Now when I say
hey, brother. That's your op.
It's cool. That's your op, baby. Cool. When I do it. You're right. You're right. I had to pick for Pittsburgh. I really wanted to tell them to go jump off the lake. But I had to pick for them. So here it is. So yeah.
He's going to give Pittsburgh a kicker.
In the first round.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're going to go get, what's this guy's name? I'm about to pick a random man with this list.
UDFA.
Right.
Ranked number 453.
I see a guy from Bethune Cookman. Yeah, we're gonna get him in Pittsburgh. Yeah. So once again, hey, I had to do what I gotta do. What I gotta do? 31. Let's go.
All right.
You ready?
Yes, sir. Let's get a pick. All right, man. So I feel like the Chiefs could have done a lot here. Definitely think they need some help on the outside. But after that Super Bowl game, I think that they need to address the offensive line. Them trading away Joe Tooney, I think they're going to address that with pick 31. So I got the Kansas City Chiefs drafting Gray Zabel from North Dakota State. 6'6", 312. He's played at both sides of the guard position. And I think for Mahomes, the problem really wasn't even the edge. It was just that pressure they got from the Eagles up the middle. And I think with them trading Joe Tooney away, they're going to replace that with another guy, another white guy like Joe Tooney and Gray Zabel. And I think he can be a perennial Pro Bowler if, you know, him and Creed Humphrey. I wanted to go Luther right here, but I think that they need to address offensive line first. So I think it's going to be a solid pick for them.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a Chiefs hater. So, I mean, you know, yeah, it's called cool with me. Cool. I mean, they definitely need to protect Patrick. I mean, that's their biggest investment, obviously. So, yeah, I'm with it. All right, man. Last pick of the NFL draft. Hunter, who are the Philadelphia Eagles be picking.
defense wins championships. And we got another one to get.
Wow. Okay.
I don't even know if this man already been drafted. He might have already been drafted. Stay with me now.
Stay with me. That was crazy.
Defensive tackle, Walter Nolan.
Ooh, he has not been picked.
I've been picked. Yes, it's all
Ole Miss. Ole Miss. Okay.
Another defensive lineman.
Yeah.
In the trenches, getting straight to it. 6'4", 296
Yeah.
All right.
So. Okay, fellas, that's a good first round. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say it right now because none of us picked him in 32 picks. Jalen Walker, edge from UGA. He's projected to go top 10 in this draft, and we let him.
None of y'all say his name. I thought Colin said it.
Nope.
Colin didn't say it.
I almost sent him to Baltimore, and then
don't let him be there for Philly.
That's what I said.
I thought you were gonna go Jalen Walker right there.
I thought you were gonna go Jalen Walker.
Yeah, I forgot he got picked.
Yeah, I did. I almost sent him to Baltimore, and I almost sent him to San Fran. Almost sent him to San Fran earlier in the draft.
Yeah, that's what definitely should have been going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, none of us picked him. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be our blunder. I think that he'll definitely be gone for sure.
Definitely.
For sure be gone. But if he's there at 32, my God, to Philly, I'm going to be sick.
Another bulldog.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get past Baltimore, though. I think as much as I like the pick, we can go over y'all pick teams' picks as well. As much as I like the pick that I picked, Tyler Booker, I think if a player like Jamal Walker's there, we'll definitely pick him over Booker because we're going to need more edge help than we need offensive line help. I picked Booker because I like the way he plays, and I was like, I could see it. But if Jalen Walker's there, he's definitely gonna be a Baltimore Raven.
Loki could see him with the Bucks if they don't go with Jahi Campbell.
Yeah, I had him going instead of Jahi too, but I was like, because he's more of an edge guy versus like a traditional back, which I feel like they need off ball. That's why I went Jahi Campbell.
Yeah.
So how do y'all feel about y'all team's picks in Denver and Indianapolis? And do y'all feel like there were any other blunders or mishaps that we may have had in this first round after y'all do this, after y'all do your teams respectively?
I mean, for me, man, I think Loveland's a solid pick. I wouldn't be mad at it. Now, obviously, if McMillan slides that far, we do need to just make a run and just go get him.
Yeah.
Or, you know, potentially trade down if there's a team that wants McMillan more than us. Okay. I won't be mad at us going to get offensive line because that was another problem for us this year. But I think we need weapons, right? Because it's going to be mainly about us putting points on the board. And I think we can get somebody that, you know, like a high end, like a TJ Hockenson, somebody who can block catch and, you know, give us some points. I think I won't be mad at that. So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. And with the Broncos, I definitely think he's going to go running back. Hopefully Hampton doesn't go early and there's like a run on running backs. Because if Hampton goes early before the Broncos can pick, bro, don't go get one of them. Don't go get one of them Ohio State running backs in the first round, bro. Don't do that.
Is Judkins in the draft?
Huh?
Is Judkins in the draft?
They both in the draft. Judkins and
Trayvon Henderson, I think.
Henderson. But I definitely think we go offense. I think our defense is pretty solidified. Maybe we could add another linebacker, inside linebacker. But we did sign Dre Greenlaw in the offseason. But if not running back, definitely receiver. If Emeka's there, Matthew Golden's there. Definitely take one of them, add them to the outside to go with Cortland Sutton, Evan Ingram, and whoever else, Vele, Franklin. we need some true weapons on the offensive end.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I think we did a good job, fellas, with the mock. I think we kind of hit the team needs for each team that we selected for. I don't think we had any other from what I'm looking at this list that we kind of had we picked from. I don't see any other misses that we had, like, you know, reaches and anything like that. I think one more guy to talk about real quick was Luther Burden. I don't think none of us picked him in the first round either. At wide receiver. And I think somebody picked Emeka to go before Luther. And I don't know. They're close. But I think Luther is the number two, my personal opinion, number two receiver over Emeka in this draft. I think he's really shifty. I think he's a quick guy. So I'm intrigued to see him in the league as well.
I think also it's going to be several teams that's probably going to need a wide receiver, so it could be a run on wide receivers like we've seen in previous years.
Yeah,
that's true.
To where several wide receivers could go back to back potentially. Yeah. Just depends on if the team really thinks that they can go get a wide receiver that's really like that and game changing in that first round.
I think
for the teams that I picked, me personally, like I told y'all in the group, like I had a few blanks because it's a few teams that could go in a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
One being the Bears. Like that was I chose Tyler Warren to go to the Bears, but they could go maybe get a defensive lineman, defensive end, maybe like a Jalen Walker, maybe I don't know, just to add depth. You never have enough pass rushers, but several teams that can go in a number of different directions, even the Dolphins.
That's true.
I had them picking a DB, but maybe they go interior offensive line. Maybe they add another receiver. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think also, too, like that number nine pick is going to be interesting with New Orleans because I have them getting Shador. But if they don't get the Shador, they can slide. Like Shador can slide. And even with, the Steelers get, like, I know there was a couple mocks where the Steelers got him at 21. But the question is, what do you do with Aaron Rodgers? Like, does Aaron Rodgers just continue to wait? Does he sign with the Steelers now that they get Shador? Because I feel like there's going to be a lot of Steelers fans that want to win, but there's also going to be a lot of Steelers fans that want to see Shador. So it's like, what do you do? And I don't know internally if they want to wait around for Aaron Rodgers to make a pick selection, or they're just going to go draft Shador. Because if Shador doesn't get drafted at 21, he's not getting drafted in the first round. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers playing, bro. So I think that's why I have them, whoever, they're going to have to get quarterback at 21. Because Aaron has had ample time at this point. He's came into the building. He'd had throwing sessions. I think they said DK or George. So, like, at this point, you're just playing. So, like, you're playing in my face. So, like, I'm going to get somebody. I'm not really about to stunt you and, like, wait on you, like, beg you. You're a grown man, 40 or something years old. Like, even if he does decide to come and sign with y'all, like, he's not going to be a long-term answer. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get somebody now that at least I can mold behind him once again to if he does decide to come later on. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, take some pressure off the rookie. But I'm not about to wait now. Like, oh, well, I'm going to just put all my eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was looking back at that Carolina pick, and I was like, I think Walker would be a good fit there. They need some edge rush help in Carolina. So if they don't decide to go corner, like Hondo said, another team that can just go multiple different directions, they need a lot of help in Carolina on that defensive side of the ball. So I think corner, edge, I can definitely see Carolina going Walker, Mike Green, Donovan Azuko from Boston College, or Michael Williams from UGA. So
I can see I just think the Panthers need to go offense, me personally. But
and don't get me wrong, if they were to draft the wide receiver from Arizona, it wouldn't surprise me. But yeah. I just feel like from the things I've read, at least, I feel like they want to put that, give Xavier Leggett that faith since they just drafted him first round. They had all the, you know what I'm saying, they all just love him, they, you know, whatever. So they don't give him a chance to be wide receiver one. Not to say, once again, if you want to be great, like you said, you get position like Arizona did in the mock. Like, you know, I got Marvin Harrison Jr., but I'm still going to get, you know, the kid, McMillan. So it depends on how good you want to be. Do you want to be like that? Do you want to give Bryce some help, you know what I'm saying, to let him flourish? You know what I'm saying? You saw what he was doing with the cast that he had, but give him some more. Like you said, I'm with it. I'm if I'm Carolina, whatever, I'm in win-now mode. Like, in that division, like you said, especially if I'm drafting Shador, fresh, a rookie. Who else in that division? You got Tampa Bay, and then you got who?
Atlanta, Michael Penix. And
yeah. So it's like, you know, I want to give my quarterback the best opportunity to win too. You know what I'm saying? In that division, because it's always up in the air. Now, Baker's been consistent the past couple of years, but I think Carolina could easily take that spot because, I mean, Tampa Bay ain't like no dominant team, you know, so like they can be beat. So, yeah, it'll be intriguing to see what those top 10 picks going to show me a lot. So after that, Tyler Warren, I was like, that would be intriguing. It's being quite intriguing indeed. For sure, man. But good stuff, fellas. Good stuff. Shout out to the first mock draft that we did here. The NFL draft, once again, round one begins on Thursday night at 8 p.m. sharp. It'll be concluding probably around midnight or so because the first round is long. I'm going to tell you that right now. But guess what? We're going to be there for the whole thing. We live and direct Thursday night from 8 to whenever. We're going to be right there waiting until that last pick comes in. And we're going to give y'all our analysis. We're going to compare it with our mock. You not going to talk about it? You going to put on talking
about it? Hey, you talk about it until that last pick comes.
Oh, you gonna do it like the W draft, bro? I mean, I'm gonna be there to at least the Ravens pick, guaranteed for me. So I'm gonna be there to at least 27. So I'll be here. If ain't nobody else here with me, you know, I'll be right here.
Hey, Colin, I'm not gonna be there,
and that's okay. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right here live until the Ravens pick on Thursday night. So lock in with us. We'll be here, like I said, chopping it up. I'm probably going to be eating again on the pod for 4 hours. I'm going to have me something to eat on. I promise you. For sure. That's a long pod. lots of snacks. Y'all tapping with us for real.
Somebody sponsor us. They need it.
Please. We definitely need a sponsorship. Some fried chicken, some chips.
You just had to feel the stereotype, didn't you?
Can I give some nourishment of something? Something, please, and something to drink. If Cool Water would like to sponsor us for Hundo, I know Hundo love that water. So Cool Water, let me Sprite. You wanna hit me up, Sprite?
Y'all boys like juice.
I do like me a good cup of juice. I ain't even gonna hold you. Word, lemonade. Please come and talk to me. Like,
Hundo must not had a childhood. Like juice go crazy. Like what?
I ain't no kid no more. Girl, man.
Anyways, we're not about to let this man determine my choices in nourishment. Now, y'all, for y'all, we're going to be live. Y'all tapping with us on the podcast Thursday night. We'll be here starting at 8 a.m. sharp, hopefully. Hopefully,
8 p.m. 8 p.m. Brother.
8 a.m. Brother.
Hey, nigga trying to be get up. Like, no. You're an evening show.
Well, you said 24 hour marathon.
What do we I'm sorry, y'all been a long day. 8 p.m.
We're trying to set a streaming record.
No, that's already been done. But anyway, we're going to be here live and direct. Y'all tap in with us. We're going to share the link out. Please share it. Like, comment, subscribe. If y'all thought we messed up the mock, please tell us what we messed up. Give us the, you know, where we could have done better. I know y'all always be in the comments. I be seeing y'all in the comments. And I'm going to start replying to y'all, too. I promise you I am. If I haven't already done so. So, hey, if you like what we did, say we liked it. If you don't like it, tell me what you would have done differently. We appreciate all constructive feedback and all feedback in general. We appreciate it, everything that y'all continue to do for us. And here at the Money Shot Podcast, we aim to please our viewers and God in all that we do. So please continue to support as we continue to put out content. It's NBA playoff time. The boys just put out a whole playoff series pod the other day. Y'all haven't watched it, go tap in. We've done team mocks. They did the Ravens mock last week. Me and Hunter were live for the WNBA draft. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we are a full-fledged sports network. We don't just cover one thing. We cover a lot of things. We're great. God bless. We look forward to seeing y'all Thursday. Peace.